Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the headquarters of Relevant Radio in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Once again, my name is Father Mark Malesva. It's a great joy to be with you. All those listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. And the Mass for today is the memorial of Saint Agnes, Virgin and Martyr. Behold, she follows the Lamb who is crucified for us, powerful in virginity, modesty her offering, a sacrifice on the altar of chastity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who choose what is weak in the world to confound the strong, mercifully grant that we who celebrate the heavenly birthday of your martyr, Saint Agnes, may follow her constancy in the faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first book of Samuel. Saul took 3,000 picked men from all Israel and went in search of David and his men in the direction of the wild goat crags. When he came to the sheepfolds along the way, he found a cave, which he entered to relieve himself. David and his men were occupying the inmost recesses of the cave. David's servants said to him, "This is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'I will deliver your enemy into your grasp. Do with him as you see fit.'" So David moved up and stealthily cut off an end of Saul's mantle. Afterward, however, David regretted that he had cut off an end of Saul's mantle. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, as to lay a hand on him, for he is the Lord's anointed." With these words, David restrained his men and would not permit them to attack Saul. Saul then left the cave and went on his way. David also stepped out of the cave, calling to Saul, "My lord, the king." When Saul looked back, David bowed to the ground in homage and asked Saul, "Why do you listen to those who say David is trying to harm you? You see for yourself today that the Lord just now delivered you into my grasp in the cave. I had some thought of killing you, but I took pity on you instead. I decided, I will not raise a hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed and a father to me. Look here at this end of your mantle, which I hold. Since I cut off an end of your mantle and did not kill you, see and be convinced that I planned no harm and no rebellion. I have done you no wrong, though you are hunting me down to take my life. The Lord will judge between me and you, and the Lord will exact justice from you in my case. I shall not touch you. The old proverb says, 'From the wicked comes forth wickedness.' So I will take no action against you, against whom you are on campaign, O King of Israel. Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog or a single flea? The Lord will be the judge. He will decide between me and you. May he see this and take my part, and grant me justice beyond your reach." When David finished saying these things to Saul, Saul answered, "Is that your voice, my son David?" And Saul wept aloud. Saul then said to David, "You are in the right rather than I. You have treated me generously while I have done you harm. Great is the generosity you showed me today when the Lord delivered me into your grasp, and you did not kill me. For if a man meets his enemy, does he send him away unharmed? May the Lord reward you generously for what you have done this day. And now I know that you shall surely be king, and that sovereignty over Israel shall come into your possession." The word of the Lord. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till harm pass by. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. I call to God the Most High, to God my benefactor. May he send from heaven and save me. May he make those a reproach who trample upon me. May God send his mercy and his faithfulness. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Above all the earth be your glory. For your mercy towers to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the skies. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us a message of reconciliation. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. I have a younger sister who is currently pregnant with her second child, her and her husband. And of course, as the child gets close to being born, which is hopefully in April if all goes well, so I ask for your prayers. Of course, that question that oftentimes comes up, well, what are you going to name your child? You know, I'm sure there's probably a little bit of that back and forth. It's an experience I'll never have to worry about, but a little bit of that back and forth. Oh, I like this name. I don't like this name. Back and forth. Of course, a name is an important thing because it's who that person will be referred to for the rest of their lives. And oftentimes, it's sort of interesting how names, where they come from, what they mean, sort of the etymology behind the name. And of course, looking at our gospel for today, we hear the names of the 12. Jesus, as we heard, calls them, and they came to him. And we hear them all by name. And even within those we heard names, we also heard a nickname, Boanerges, which is Sons of Thunder, which is a pretty cool nickname that James and John were given. But these beautiful names. And not only the names of the apostles, but also the name of the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Agnes. So depending on which language you look at in the Greek, her name means pure, which obviously is quite fitting. As we mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, she was a virgin and also a martyr, kept pure, kept innocent her whole life. If you look to her name in the Latin, it means lamb. And there's this beautiful tradition that our church has, and I don't know if people are necessarily aware of this, but on the Feast of St. Agnes today, traditionally what happens are two young lambs will be brought to the Pope, and the Pope blesses them. Because what happens is the wool from those lambs will then be used to create the pallia, which are these white collar-like things that go around an archbishop's neck. So if you live in a diocese that has an archbishop, oftentimes you'll see this pallium, as it's called, but it's made from the wool. And there's this connection between the lamb and St. Agnes, because that's where the name comes from. And a beautiful story of her. We don't know too much about her other than she was a virgin and martyr, but oftentimes the legend recounts that she died very, very young. And there was a sort of this push as she was going to be martyred to just recant, just deny the Lord. It's not worth it. You have such a young life, you're throwing your life away. But for those who know Jesus, for those that know God, it's the only person worth throwing your life away for. Because as you throw away your life, you're not really throwing away your life. You're giving it back to the one that gave to you. And that's exactly what she did. She didn't count it as a loss that she died at a young age. Rather, she counted it as a gain because she was going to be with the one she loved that day and for all of eternity. As we look at ourselves, as we strive to live holy lives as well, that we imitate the purity of her, the courage of her to be a virgin and to be a martyr as well, I think the most important name that we could ever be given is not our first name, not our last name, but rather the title that comes before Agnes, that of saint. That's the name all of us should strive for. That's the name all of us, that title, that we can be called a saint, meaning that we get to go to heaven, that we get to be hopefully with the one we love. That's what we strive for. Agnes saw it. It was right there, and she took that. And whenever the Lord calls us home, whenever that may be, that's certainly the hope that we have. But we know we need his help, which is why we have the Holy Mass, which is why we have the sacraments, which is why we have the Eucharist, confession, all these ways to remain holy, to remain, hopefully, a saint on this earth, to be a saint in heaven. And so we ask for the intercession of St. Agnes, all the apostles, all those names that are written in the Book of Life, that we too may join them one day, that we may be holy, that we may be saints forever in heaven. And so, trusting in our Heavenly Father, from whom all good things come, we present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For Pope Francis and all bishops and priests, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. For all Christians, that they may work toward unity as the body of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For our nation's leaders, that their hearts will be moved to make decisions that protect human dignity in all its stages and circumstances, we pray to the Lord. For our youth, that like St. Agnes, they may be witness to purity and holiness, even against the threat of persecution, we pray to the Lord. For all those participating in the March for Life in Washington, D.C. today, that they may be blessed for their efforts by seeing an end to abortion soon, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the souls of Pat Cheka and Christopher Smith, from whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, look kindly upon the prayers presented to you this day for those whom you called by name. We ask for an outpouring of your grace to lead a holy life and to be with you one day in heaven. We ask that you look kindly upon our prayers and grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, so become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord
may the offerings we bring in celebration of Blessed Agnes win your gracious acceptance, O Lord, we pray, just as the struggle of her suffering and passion was pleasing to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the blood of your blessed martyr Agnes, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble be so strength to bear you witness, through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all those who hold into the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves, and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true, in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers and all things, we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation, and count among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them, as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who, though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon, through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your
spirit. Lamb of God.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. At this time, we invite all those listening or watching to this Holy Mass to make the act a spiritual communion. And so together we pray, I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. At the center of the throne will lead them to the springs of the waters of life. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. O God, who bestowed on Blessed Agnes a crown among the saints for a twofold triumph of virginity and martyrdom, grant, we pray, through the power of this sacrament, that bravely overcoming every evil, we may attain the glory of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join again coming on Monday, the same time, noon central, for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Holy Rosary across America, beginning at 7 p.m. central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
St.
Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of soul. Amen. And we continue to pray for an end to the coronavirus within our country and our world, in particular through the intercession of Our Lady under the title Our Lady of Good Health. And so we pray. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.